Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Jerusalem, at least six people were killed in a shooting attack on a bus stop. More were injured. Sunny Shabar, a volunteer medic, says he responded to the scene of the bus stop shooting at the northern entrance to Jerusalem.
We did assist with transporting some of the patients that were severely wounded to the nearby hospitals. And you have the Zaka team on the scene as well, who was taking care, ensuring the proper respect for the patients that unfortunately didn't make it.
Police say a security officer and a civilian who were at the scene shot and killed the attackers. In Nepal, police have opened fire on protesters demonstrating against a government ban on social media. At least 10 people were killed and dozens more injured. And AP correspondent Julie Walker reports South Korea says it's reached a deal with the U.S. for the release of workers in a Georgia plant ICE raid.
More than 300 South Korean workers detained following a massive immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia Thursday will be released and brought home, according to the South Korean government, which plans to send a charter plane for them after brokering a deal with U.S. officials. The raid stunned many in South Korea because the country is a key U.S. ally. President Lee has called for an all-out response to the raid, saying that rights of South Korean nationals and economic activities of South Korean companies must not be unfairly infringed upon during U.S. law enforcement procedures. ICE says they detained 475 people in total when hundreds of federal agents raided Hyundai's manufacturing site. I'm Julie Walker.
Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth, the man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump while he played golf last year in South Florida. This is AP News. Pakistan has evacuated thousands of people from a city in Punjab province due to flooding.
Overnight, rescuers backed by troops moved 25,000 people from high-risk neighborhoods in Jalalpur Pawara as rising rivers threatened to flood the region. The latest evacuation comes 2 days after a rescue boat capsized in floodwaters on the city's outskirts, killing five people. 15 others were rescued after the boat had overturned. Floods have so far affected more than 4.1 million people across 4,100 villages in 25 districts of Punjab province. Since August 26, over 50 people have died in flood-related incidents, while more than 2 million residents have been moved to safety. I'm Charles Dillazma.
A judge in Australia has sentenced Erin Patterson to life in prison for poisoning four of her estranged husband's relatives with death cap mushrooms. Three of the family members died. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
President Trump Sunday defending his social media post using the movie Apocalypse Now to illustrate Chicago and writing, "I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War."
"We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense."
Trump's border czar Tom Homan Sunday telling CNN federal law enforcement action will come to Chicago this week, also promising more major raids like the one at a Hyundai plant in Georgia that angered South Korea. Meanwhile, Illinois Democrats speaking out, Governor J.D. Pritzker calling Trump a wannabe dictator, and Senator Tammy Duckworth saying Trump declared war on a major city. Over the weekend, Chicago residents protesting Trump.
"Donald Trump has got to go."
Mildred Idalia Ponce de Leon says she's not afraid.
"He loves to see that people are afraid. That's why he's bullying the most vulnerable."
Trump in the past also suggesting Baltimore, New Orleans, and Portland could get the same treatment. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says the country will benefit from having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as health secretary. The president says medical advances are being made under Kennedy's leadership.
"He's a different kind of a guy. He's got a lot of good ideas, but he's got a lot of ideas. You know, normally they don't have any ideas, and that's why we have problems with autism and so many other things, because we're coming up with the answers for autism. You watch. We're coming up with the answers for other things, that normal people, regular people, easy to get along with people, wouldn't be able to do.
On Friday, two members of the Kennedy family called for RFK Jr.'s resignation as health secretary. That was a day after Kennedy appeared before a Senate committee and had to defend his recent efforts to pull back COVID-19 vaccine recommendations and fire high-level officials at the Centers for Disease Control. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Representatives Thomas Massey, a Republican, and Ro Khanna, a Democrat, are behind a bipartisan effort to compel the Justice Department to release all records related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Massey says there needs to be accountability.
We can't avoid justice just to avoid embarrassments for some very powerful men.
Khanna says there's enough votes in the House to force a vote on his and Massey's discharge petition to release the Epstein files.
We have the 218 votes. 216 already supported. There are two vacancies that haven't been reported as much, but two Democrats are going to be joining.
He says that's going to happen by the end of September. Both made their comments on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos. The United Nations Postal Agency says postal traffic into the U.S. plunged by more than 80% after a Trump administration move to end a tariff exemption for low-cost imports. The Universal Postal Union says it has started rolling out new measures that can help postal operators around the world calculate and collect duties. On August 29th, the U.S. eliminated an exemption that had allowed U.S.-bound parcels valued at $800 or less to avoid customs charges. The UPU says 88 national postal operators have suspended some or all postal services to the U.S. as a result. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary legal protections for people from Venezuela and Haiti. The ruling means 600,000 Venezuelans whose temporary protections expired in April or whose protections were set to expire September 10th have status to stay and work in the U.S. It also protects about 500,000 Haitians. U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who issued the ruling, says Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem exceeded her authority in ending protections. The government is expected to seek a stay of Chen's order as it appeals. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump is aiming to give the Pentagon a new name with an executive order. From 1789 to 1947, there was the Department of War.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between. And then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War.
The president says he thought long and hard about it.
I think it's a much more appropriate name, especially in light of where the world is right now.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth was alongside in the Oval Office, saying after the name was changed following World War II.
We haven't won a major war since.
And with the change,
we're going to go on offense, not just on defense.
Congress has the sole power to rename federal departments. Two Trump backers on Capitol Hill have proposed legislation changing the name, even without that.
We're going with it.
Groups across the political spectrum are blasting the Justice Department for considering restricting transgender people from owning guns. The condemnation came fast from gun rights groups and LGBTQ advocates. Federal officials have said a transgender shooter was responsible for a deadly shooting in Minneapolis last month. A person familiar with the matter says discussions about banning transgender gun rights are in the early stages. Still, the mere fact they're happening sparked fury after the administration's targeted transgender people from the military to sports. The NRA and other gun rights advocates say they will fight any proposal that would impose a blanket gun ban on any segment of the population. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Powerball lottery players in Missouri and Texas will split nearly $1.8 billion from Saturday's drawing.
Tonight we've got another life-changing jackpot for you.
Those winning numbers, 11, 23, 44, 61, 62, and the Powerball, 17. According to Texas Lottery, the winning ticket there sold at a gas station convenience store in Fredericksburg. The prize was the second largest in U.S. lottery jackpot history. Since its split, Each ticket holder will have the choice between an annuitized prize of $893.5 million or a lump sum of just over $410 million. Both options are before taxes. I'm Julie Walker.
A new pay package could make Elon Musk a much richer man. In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks gave up an early gain on Wall Street and closed lower Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite fell less than 0.1%. The losses follow a discouraging update on the job market. Wall Street is questioning whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough to push the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, or has it slowed too much, signaling an economic downturn. The action was more decisive in the bond market, where yields tumbled following the latest economic update. Damian Troisi, New York.
Montreal Canadiens Hall of Fame goaltender Ken Dryden has died. The team says Dryden died peacefully at home Friday night from cancer. He was 78. Dryden helped the Canadiens win 6 Stanley Cup titles in his 8 seasons with the team in the 1970s. When the Canadiens retired his jersey number 29 in 2007, Dryden reflected on his career.
Having a chance to win all those Stanley Cups, being on such good teams that you have a chance to be a star, making it to a Hockey Hall of Fame, and making it to the rafters, it's just about perfect.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney posted on social media he was deeply saddened to learn of Dryden's passing, calling him a Canadian hockey legend. Dryden played collegiately at Cornell University and later earned a law degree at Montreal's McGill University. He taught at various universities across Canada, entered politics, had an accomplished career as an author, and went into broadcasting. He was the color analyst alongside Al Michaels for the Miracle on Ice when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union in 1980. I'm Mike Hempen.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Bills rallied from 15 points down in the fourth quarter to beat the Ravens 41-40 on Matt Prater's 32-yard field goal as time expired. Josh Allen passed for 394 yards and 2 touchdowns.
You got to play this game for 60 minutes, and that's a really good outfit that we just played.
Aaron Rodgers tossed 4 TDs against his former Jets team to help the Steelers escape with a 34-32 win.
There were probably people in the organization didn't think I could play anymore, so it was nice to remind those people.
The Rams' Matthew Stafford became the 10th quarterback in NFL history to eclipse 60,000 career passing yards. And Cal Raleigh hit his MLB-leading 53rd homer in the Mariners' 18-2 rout of the Braves. Carlos Alcaraz is a 2-time U.S. Open champion after defeating rival Yannick Sinner in their 3rd straight meeting in a Grand Slam final.
It's my second one, but it's still a dream. Yeah, a dream come true.
The second-seeded Alcaraz bested Sinner 6-2, 3-6, 6-1, 6-4 on Sunday at Arthur Ashe Stadium to avenge his loss to the world's top-ranked player in the Wimbledon final in July.
Right after the match, I just thought that I need to improve some things if I want to beat him after that Wimbledon final.
Alcaraz improved to 10-5 in head-to-head meetings and reclaimed the world top ranking with his 6th major triumph.
Getting another Grand Slam feels even better.
Sinner was denied a second straight U.S. Open crown and fell short of his 5th major.
The things what I did well in London, he did better today, and you know, that's the result.
Aryna Sabalenka has defended her title in Queens.
I'm just speechless right now.
The top-ranked Belarusian secured her second consecutive U.S. Open crown after defeating 8-seeded American Amanda Anisimova 6-3, 7-6 on Saturday in the women's final.
When I fell, it was like a truly emotions because
it meant a lot, you know, to defend this title.
Now a four-time major winner, Sabalenka became the first woman to repeat as U.S. Open champion since Serena Williams won three straight times from 2012 through 2014.
This one felt different, you know. This one felt like I had to overcome a lot of things.
Anna Samova forced a second set tiebreaker at Arthur Ashe Stadium before ultimately falling short of her first Grand Slam title.
It would have been a dream come true to make it all the way. But yeah, I mean, of course, I'm motivated, and I hope I can keep working really hard to give myself more opportunities to be in more and more finals.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.